Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
I'm going to couch this so nobody writes that I thought of selling. Friends of mine have said, why don't you sell? Why don't you get out? And my answer always has been, I like what I'm doing, as bad as it is. And what else would I do? I'm a boring guy. I don't play golf. I don't play bridge. What else would I do? And I want to make it better. I want to make it better before I go.
You know, the thing is, Lawrence Holmes, and you're listening to Spiegel and Holmes, we've got huge Jerry Reinsdorf news that is out about the White Sox. There is a big part of Jerry that really does love this team and love the organization and wants to make it better before he goes. So that's why some of these rumors kind of fit with an idea of selling a certain way, if indeed that is actually true. Tell people what's up.
Well, let's catch people up here. Brittany Groli of The Athletic in the New York Times has a story that is up right now. Jerry Reinsdorf open to selling White Sox, sources say. And it goes on to talk about his history as White Sox owner and that we are now at a point where Reinsdorf may want to sell. I'll give you a couple of paragraphs here. Longtime majority owner Jerry Reinsdorf is open to selling the Chicago White Sox. Sources briefed on the matter but not authorized to discuss it publicly told The Athletic. The 88-year-old Reinsdorf is in active discussions with a group led by former big leaguer Dave Stewart. Reinsdorf led a group that bought the White Sox for roughly $20 million in 1981 and is the second longest active owner in MLB, trailing only the Steinbrenner family, who bought the Yankees in 1973. According to Forbes, Reinsdorf owns an estimated 19% of the White Sox, all of which are believed to be part of potential sale discussions. Reinsdorf is the second owner in a week to publicly explore a path to selling. The Poland family, who owns the Minnesota Twins since 1984, announced on Thursday plans to explore selling the team. Reached separately by The Athletic, Reinsdorf and Stewart both declined to comment.
So we have known that Jerry Reinsdorf's heirs, his kids, have been going around and collecting as many shares as they could.
Minority shares.
As many minority shares as they could possibly collect. And the assumption has been that once Jerry passes, that his kids would sell the White Sox. So as the story goes on to say, this does indeed represent a significant change for Reinsdorf, the oldest majority owner in baseball. He's shown no public interest in selling the team, at least not as long as he was around as majority owner. It's unclear what, if anything, changed, though Reinsdorf has been vocal about making significant organizational operational changes amid a season in which the team lost a record 121 games. And we know all about the committee that Chris Getz put in place with the former Navy SEAL and how they looked all around the organization and have now, like, they've suggested myriad changes. And Tanny, you sent me the thing from over the weekend, or I guess a couple weekends ago, where they fired a bunch of the scouting staff in the Dominican Republic and in Latin America. This after getting rid of the head of their international scouting team. So they're undergoing massive changes, and it does. So in that sense, it's possible that Jerry was brought some suggestions and he was like, you know, why don't I just sell now? That possibility exists.
Well, you could also add in what's happening with CHSN
right now. Absolutely.
You could add that in and say, do I really want to put up with this type of headache? And I know that I can trust Michael with the Bulls. That part is taken care of. I don't have to worry about that. He can run that. This was the worst year I've ever had as a baseball owner. This was the worst year that a team has had in the modern era of baseball. Do I want to spend the rest of my life trying to chase out of this hole that we've dug in?
Mm-hmm. And to your point about CHSN, Sports Channel, going all the way back, I mean, the RSN, the regional sports network business, has always been a big and lucrative part of Jerry Reinsdorf's portfolio.
And now it's more difficult than ever.
That entire model is breaking down. The system is dying. You don't have to be paying a lot of attention to realize, was it 14 teams just let loose by Bally's a couple of months ago?
15.
Might even be 15 teams, and three of them have already signed on with MLB for them to produce their broadcast. So that means 10 or 11 of them are still just out there in the wilderness trying to figure it out. The CHSN stuff locally is a headache. So it's an excellent point, Lawrence, that you could add in the CHSN battle to, we need to make big changes. Didn't we already just make big changes with Rick? You could feel an older man, an owner, going, I think it's time. Is that indeed the case, though?
When Dave Stewart was hired as GM of the Diamondbacks in 2014, do you know who Dave Stewart hired as chief baseball officer?
Tony La Russa. Yeah, he's
a La Russa
guy.
More of the same. This is not Jerry trying to offload the White Sox because he doesn't want to do it. This is Jerry offloading the White Sox to one of his people.
The Dave Stewart connection is massive here for a couple of reasons. One, that you, like you just stated, Shane, this is an insular relationship. He is a crony. He is part of the cronies. But what Dave Stewart has been doing the last 3 years, I think it is trying desperately to put together a minority-led group to bring baseball to Nashville, working with MLB on expansion. He tried to buy the Oakland A's with his partner, Lonnie Murray, of I think it's Sports Management Partners is the company.
And they want to do an NWSL team in Nashville.
So selling this to Dave Stewart, if that is indeed the way it's going, could be looked at as just the first step in the White Sox being moved to Nashville. There's a lot going on here.
It also fits very comfortably with the public image of Jerry Reinsdorf being someone that's been ahead of the curve when it comes to minority hiring in baseball, which was kind of the disappointing part of the Chris Getz hire, that it was just so insular and there wasn't really a search for a general manager when Reinsdorf's at least recent history of owning, that was something that he took a lot of pride in. The idea that you have this black general manager, this Venezuelan manager,
yes,
that ended up succeeding. And now it doesn't feel as great, but it would fit with what Reinsdorf has been publicly billed as being someone who cares about these types of movements in baseball.
And to that point, Lawrence, it's a complicated man.
100%.
It is a man who is beloved by tons and tons of people because of his loyalty, which we know is a problem in terms of the quality of the organization.
We did a whole segment about it at 3 o'clock talking about Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Right? I mean, and there's myriad examples from Randy Brown ending up back on the staff, from Scottie Pippen ending up an ambassador. Like, there's so many examples of that kind of thing. And it's been a problem. And there's all of that. And there's also, you know, mixed in with all of the money making and the cash grabbing, is this dream of leaving something good behind. I talked to sources who knew Jerry and know Jerry very well around the time of the stadium getting suggested, Lawrence, at the 78 over there near Roosevelt and Canal. And there is a true portion of Jerry Reinsdorf's makeup that wants to leave the White Sox in a good place with a new stadium for 30 years or 40 years beyond when he dies. He absolutely does want and dreams of leaving that as a legacy. And so he still wants to do that. Whether that happens or not is up to like state politics and city politics and the country's appetite for public money, and maybe it will never happen. But I know that there is part of him that really wants to leave that. It is a complicated dude, but he's going to explore all his options, and I'm sure there's family pressure mixed in to just maximize the money, and there's also all the personal pressures of might as well get out clean if you can get out clean. This is not an easy situation, and I believe that Jerry Reinsdorf's obituary ought to be a book or three, and it will be a complicated one.
Agreed. I have reached out to a bunch of people over the last 20 minutes, and two people who would know way better than I reach back when I sent the story to them. One source said, I would be stunned, meaning would be stunned if this is true.
Mm-hmm.
Another source, and I have to do a little editing here on the fly, makes zero sense to me based upon decades of knowing the plan. And this doesn't make sense. Stu is tight with Tony, which is the only possible smoke here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's interesting. It's good stuff. I mean, we're both like texting and reaching out and trying to further this story because there are a lot of possible angles here. I mean, to take it on its face, to take this news on its face, is to believe that Jerry at 89 is finally bending to the idea that this makes the most sense to go ahead and sell now.
Or maybe he's just tired. There could just be, if this were true, maybe the part that is true is like, I'm trying to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm being pushed back at every turn. I'm being pushed back by the governor.
Correct.
I'm being pushed back by fans. I'm being pushed back by people who are trying to plan this in the city.
Pushed back by Comcast.
I'm being pushed back by Comcast. I'm being pushed back by the baseball people that I hired because they're doing things in a very different way than maybe I think. So, and maybe you just go, you know what? I've had enough. Let's sell this thing. And then I'm going to be done with that part of it.
Yeah, like the baseball people are telling him, analytics, analytics, analytics. By the way, he's saying
Eddie Stanky.
Correct. Like in his soul, he's trying to turn the White Sox into a successful version of the Brooklyn Dodgers team that left him behind. And his modern baseball people are saying, that doesn't work anymore. We don't need 26 of me. I'm Chris Getz, remember?
David Eckstein.
Yeah, exactly. So... yeah, I mean, it could all add up to a man who is tired and is saying it is time.
Well, here's another thing I wonder, mm-hmm. and you would probably know better than I would, Speaks. Is there a race to Nashville? And can that be exploited if you're an owner that's thinking about selling your team instead of you actually relocating it? Is the better business move to sell it because everyone wants to plant their flag in Nashville?
It's a great question. I don't know the national and Major League Baseball angles on Nashville specifically enough to give you an authoritative answer. So it's a great question because that could speak to Dave Stewart's group wanting some leverage of getting this story out there. And Jerry trying to race to give Dave Stewart a viable team to sell. I do know this, that when you go back to the very beginnings of the stadium story that came out, you know, a year ago, 8 months ago, whenever it was, Nashville was the leverage, the Nashville leverage. Jerry going down there and meeting with the mayor, right? Like the whole idea, if you don't give
being seen.
Yes. If you don't give me a new stadium, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to go ahead and get this done. So now this entire thing, it's on the table that this is all a leverage play.
A work.
Using Nashville as always and using the Dave Stewart group as I don't even have to go through the hassle of moving it. I'll just sell it and they'll do it.
Yeah.
If you don't give me my stadium.
They'll move it. I do think it's interesting because someone mentioned, well, is this a way for them to get a new stadium here? Similarly to the situation with Comcast, I would go, this is the worst time for you to think that you have leverage enough to make something go.
Well, remember where we are. We're in a race against the Bears that the Bears have pulled out in front of. We're in a race against the Bears for this loophole about stadium funding that expires at the end of the year. And they both might lose, but they certainly are racing against each other.
They are, but similarly to when we have the discussion about the Bears, it's probably even more important to point out the stark difference in the political climate now versus 1988. Back then, you had a mayor who was a staunch White Sox fan. Back then, you had a governor who was a staunch White Sox fan and may have moved the clocks back 5 minutes to allow for funding of a stadium that ended up getting built.
Folks, if you don't know that, that is a real story.
Yeah, I'm not making that up.
One of Illinois' most incredible legal absurdities.
Yes, incredibly problematic, too, for a lot of different reasons. That's not the climate that we're in. We're in a climate now where, forget about the governor's fandom, he is a Cubs fan. But even if you go beyond that,
this statement,
he has been very clear about public money for private enterprise.
I know.
The mayor of Chicago is a meatball Cub fan. Like, the way Lori Lightfoot was about the Bears is the way that Brandon Johnson is about the Cubs.
Is he even back from London?
He's doing business.
No, he's doing business, Speaks. He's bringing business back.
Didn't you see the business that he was doing?
He did bring home a Bears win. We got to give him credit for that. I mean, he did a hell of a job.
I'd let JB buy the White Sox.
Well, he'd be one of the people that had enough cash to do it.
He could do it.
That's pocket change, man. How many Walgreens do you need to sell to make that happen?
I'm a Cubs fan first and foremost. Sorry for all the White Sox fans.
The guy is the heir to Hyatt Hotels.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
There's Walgreens too, right? Do I have that correct?
I'm not CBS? Sure. He is the sole heir to the Hyatt Hotel franchise.
I mean,
buy the White Sox, brother.
They have a pretty big portfolio. The Pritzkers.
Yeah. He owns this building.
Yeah. They have a nice portfolio. And he's also the governor of the state.
Yeah, Hyatt Hotels.
You'd probably be better off if you were the Bears or the White Sox asking JB for a personal loan than asking for the money from the state.
He might be open to that. Yeah. That's a great point.
Is this the worst time in history to buy a baseball team?
it's a great question. The way that the RSN business has crumbled.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's still a profitable league.
No, Bill DeWitt says it's not. Yeah. So I believe when owners tell me how profitable their business is.
It's still profitable. Biblical. It's profitable in terms of franchise value. I think there's nuance there when Bill DeWitt says that, you know, like year to year in terms of actually making money. That's actually factually true in terms of year to year and your bottom line.
The industry isn't very profitable, to be quite honest.
But over the course of like 10 years, you could make a billion, you know?
Well, which
is nice.
Considering that you bought the team for $20 million.
Right. But you can't spend money based on franchise value.
Correct. You get the franchise value by selling the team.
Man,
there's a lot of things this can be. The responses that I got from my sources makes me feel like it's a little fugazi, but who knows? Who knows?
I like fugazi.
Good band.
What does the actual term mean? I don't even know.
Like a ghost, a myth. It's nothing.
I should know. I'm ashamed that I don't know that. That's what he was one.
Don't be ashamed.
No, I'm ashamed about a lot of stuff.
We're about learning here.
No, and I'm ashamed about a lot of stuff.
Are you ashamed because you don't know about the future?
I don't know anything about the future.
Then how are we going to talk about this in the next segment?
We can do it. Let's keep reaching out to sources and further the story. We can open the phone lines, too, if we want.
Sure, why not? Let's hear from White Sox fans about this, if you wish. 312-644-6767. The headline reads, Jerry Reinsdorf open to selling the White Sox. You believe that? Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on the score.